Why do we hear only one side of the story about the recent massacre in Daraya, Syria? The mainstream media are repeating only what activists for the insurgency report. They completely ignore the government narrative, although it is actually much more complete. In this activist video, a couple hundred dead bodies are found, and nobody really knows who shot them, but they assume it was Assad. That's it, folks. Move along. But this isn't even a news story. It's just a hastily shot and uploaded video clip. For a live story, there's only one, from Syrian TV channel Adunya. They have eyewitness reports by survivors in Daraya, telling how they couldn't leave their homes for several days because of armed gangs and snipers killing civilians in the streets.
نشوف اجينا ام شوفوا شافنا الامن والله العظيم الله يخليهم شباب وحملونا وقالوا لنا امنونا بسياره وقالوا لنا اخلكم على بيوتكم
لا ريحونا منهم بس طالونا لا خلينا عرفنا اولادنا بالشوارع لك اولادنا بالابو لك لا عم تاكل لا عم تعرف تطلع تواليت لك لا عم بس ريحونا منهم
لا بعرف اهلي وينهم لا نسوالي وينهم اجينا على المسجد اجوا قالوا انه الجيش اجوا فوتونا على غرفه وسمعنا صوت قواس طلعنا رجعنا بنرجع على الملجأ
That was until the army came to fight the terrorists and drive almost all of them out. So, what are the corporate media looking for? An excuse for NATO to start bombing Syria? The next day, the activist reports copied the government story by switching roles. Now it was the Syrian army killing people in house-to-house raids. So how can you tell who's lying? Look at the track record. This is the same story as the Hula massacre 3 months ago. The US and UK imposed sanctions on Syria based on, quote, unconfirmed reports that civilians were killed by government shelling. But the town hadn't been shelled at all, and the murdered families were Assad supporters. Then the activists put up videos accusing Assad forces of slitting children's throats. In fact, these Alawite families were killed by the FSA during their attack on the army posts that were protecting the neighborhood. The FSA then filmed pictures of the dead families and posted them on the internet as an atrocity by the, quote, brutal regime. No wonder they are always first with the footage. And how did so many people come up with such incredible treachery so quickly? Is this what the USA means by non-lethal assistance, like training for the rebels? Because psychological warfare tricks like this are tactics straight out of the Pentagon's very own Death Squad manual for the revolutionary overthrow of non-compliant regimes. Check into some of the photo and video evidence the terrorists and their accomplices put up on the web, and you'll find they use the same tricks each time. Search the web on Syria video or photo fakery. You'll see they showed piles of bodies from the Iraq war, the Iran earthquake, or a Mexican gang war, and blamed them on Assad. After a while, you don't have to wait for a German reporter to go to Syria and get the nitty-gritty for you. You start to recognize lies on their face.
بفضل الله تعالى وعونه أبطال لواء درع العاصمة كتيبة مصعب بن عمير بالهجوم على إحدى مراكز شبيحة وعصابات الأسد وقد تم بعون الله قتل عدد كبير منهم والاستيلاء على أسلحتهم وآلياتهم وأسر آخرين وهم
عميد عبد الباري عبد الله مرتبات قيادة شرطة دمشق
وأسر آخرين وهم
عميد عبد الباري عبد الله مرتبات قيادة شرطة دمشق
المساعد مجند عبد الرحمن الأحمر
المساعد أول داود
It has taken them no time at all to blame the Syrian military for these crimes. The Syrian military was accused of using tank shells against residential areas, and that was supposed to have caused bullet wounds and stab wounds in the bodies of the poor children that were a victim of this massacre. This is not an occupation army. This is the Syrian army. These are the brothers, sons, and fathers of Syrian people. To suggest that they would stab Syrian children to death is ludicrous.
تعال 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 تعال
الله بحي الجيل
تعال تعال
Before this, there was the alleged Tremsa massacre, where the dead were not civilians at all. Most of them were not even Syrian. They were foreign terrorists who were killed in a battle with the Syrian army. This is the same trick NATO used to start bombing Yugoslavia. After killing Serbian policemen to provoke a battle with the Serbian army, the U.S.-supported terrorist KLA pretended their dead fighters were civilians massacred in cold blood by Serbia. So here is a logical explanation for the sequence of events. The insurgency has been suffering military and diplomatic defeats since their ill-fated major attack on Aleppo. The little terrorists on the ground need a lot of help from the big terrorists in Washington. They need air support. So Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama need an excuse for a no-fly zone. That's news speak for carpet bombing an independent nation back to the Ice Age. Right on cue, NATO's agitprop arm, the FSA, starts shooting civilians on the streets of Deraya for a few days, building up a death toll until the army comes in to take the blame. With the army approaching, the FSA stampedes some civilians to a shelter to increase the death toll and to use them as human shields. As the battle rages, the rebels burn many of the bodies of their dead to hide their foreign identities. FSA are led by Libyan Al-Qaeda death squads, who destroyed cities and killed civilians in Libya. They take cover in a mosque to line up dead bodies that look Syrian for the first false flag video for the media. But these bodies are all of men of fighting age, the fallen mercenaries. Now the reason we only see the FSA side of the story is obvious. The whole operation was tailor-made for the media, the warmongers of yellow journalism. Just another part of the US military-industrial complex. I think we should rename the MSM, or mainstream media, as the MMM, the mass murdering media. Funny thing, MMM in Roman numerals just happens to be 3,000, the number they sacrificed on 9/11 to get their new century of war, which will kill at least another 3 million people, 3M squared. Another Syrian TV channel caught pro-FSA TV channel Al Arabiya saying this in a report on Daria. The Free Army takes cover in a populated neighborhood. Its members take cover among residents while awaiting what they call zero hour. But hiding among civilians in military terminology is taking them as human shields. That's a war crime under the Geneva Conventions. He who takes a civilian as a human shield knows that the other side cares for that civilian and cares for his safety. The Syrian Arab Army is doing its best to protect the Syrian people. Yet the mass murder media channels ignore all these facts and blame all killings on the Syrian army because their owners are mad to destroy any nation that will not bow down to them.
عدلك الشدراوي.